From today, there are big changes to the way the broadband deals can be advertised in the UK. Here's what Guy Parker, the chief executive of the Advertising Standards Authority, told us about it back in May.
From the 31st of October, we will expect all price claims in broadband advertising to be much clearer. And that'll make it a lot easier for the many of us that are buying broadband packages to work out what we're paying and compare with competitors.
The Advertising Standards Authority had found that 8 out of 10 people couldn't work out the true final cost of an advertised contract for telephone and broadband. We've had a lot of letters from you about it. Rob Auger is on the Parish Council at Lym in Kent. It surveyed residents there and found widespread confusion over the cost and the speed of broadband deals.
One of the things that we found in our survey was somebody who said the internet in our household's very slow, takes a long time to load a page. We've been with TalkTalk, so after a year we switched to Sky, then to BT, but we still haven't found an improvement, and all of them turned out to be more expensive than we expected.
Well, providers now need to clearly show all of the costs in their headline prices, so no more free broadband being advertised when it's bundled in with line rental in the small print. Fevzi Turkelp is the editor of the technology help website, gadgetdetective.com, and he's looked at the ads for broadband deals before and since the Advertising Standards Authority's ruling. Fevzi, what exactly has the ASA got tough on then?
So it's got tough primarily on this practice of companies advertising a misleadingly low price for monthly broadband, whereas in the small print, so they typically you would see an advert that said £5 a month for broadband, and then in the smaller print would be the fact, yes, you can have it for £5 a month, but you also have to pay them, let's say, £12 a month for line rental. And you can't have it necessarily, you can't have it at £5 without also paying the 12. So these new rules mean, no, actually they have to advertise that as £17 a month, including line rental. It also means that they have to give greater prominence to upfront costs. So if there are installation fees or they're going to charge you for the equipment, as a one-off cost, that has to be clearer. And also things like the length of the contract. Is it 12 months? Is it 18 months that you're being signed up? And are they doing a special deal which is going to run out during the contract, in which case they have to tell you what the price will revert to?
Well, looking at the broadband deals being advertised today, what do you think? Are they any clearer?
Today they're much clearer. Yeah, they weren't all clearer over the weekend, I have to
really
say.
So they waited right until the last minute,
some of them did. I mean, the original intention was that these changes would come along in May, and the industry asked for more time to get its act together. I had a good look around. I think pretty much everyone has now got their act together, and their advertising is now clearer. It's not perfect, but it's compliant.
Well, from today, it's clearer then how much you might have to pay for broadband and how long a special deal might last, the upfront costs, as you said. That still doesn't help the other problem people have, and Rob Auger wrote to us about it from Kent, and that is confusion about the speed of the broadband.
Yeah, and that is also regulated, but it's very tricky. So the rules are currently this. The requirement is that they can advertise an up to speed, a maximum speed, so they'll say up to 16 or 20 or whatever the speed is. Now, but the thing about that is only 10% of their customers need to be able to achieve that up to maximum speed for it to be valid. If it's less than 10%, then it's invalid. But I think 10% is actually,
it's not many,
very low. There is a voluntary code of conduct which says that despite advertising the initial headline being up to this speed, that before you actually commit, you should get a range of speeds given that you can actually expect for you. So it might be between 10 and 17 or something like that, and that they should give you that, but that's not a legal requirement. That's subject to them complying with a voluntary code of conduct.
Now, people often assume that you have to pay line rental to the same company that provides you with your broadband service. Is that true?
It is not always true, but it's increasingly true now. It used to be the case that it was actually very common and very easy to separate out the two, although it didn't always make economic sense, because once you said to them, that £5 deal, I don't want to pay you the 12, they'll say, oh, that's fine, but by the way, it's now £17 for the broadband. So it's not always an economic thing to do, but Now that the prices are bundled in, it's much rarer to find the ability to actually get the broadband without the line rental. There are still some companies that do it, but it's a scarcer deal to get.
Now, over the weekend, a group of MPs were calling for mobile phone companies to allow customers to roam between networks in parts of the UK where they struggle to get reception. And the phone companies themselves said that it wouldn't sort out these not spots, places where reception is really poor. Is that true?
Yes and no. I mean, the point is it wouldn't solve all the problems. It would solve some of the problems, because when a visitor to this country comes, their phone automatically roams from all the different British networks and it would just pick up the one that's strongest. Wouldn't it be great if people living here could also have that benefit? Yes, there'll be some areas where no one's got a decent signal, but at least if you're in an area where your competitor has got one, you as a customer can get the best signal available.
Fevzi Turkel, the gadget detective, thanks very much for coming on.